Adding solar electricity to the farm can bring long-term dividends. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Balanced GT Soybeans. The Balanced GT Soybean Performance System will combine high-yielding elite genetics and outstanding control over glyphosate-resistant weeds. Learn more at BalancedGTSoybeans.com. We'll hear from Adam Whaling about how this return on investment keeps on paying next. Adam Whaling is the Dean of Agriculture and Energy at Chippewa Valley Technical College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. He says many farms, including large dairy farms, are producing more electricity than they use. Whaling tells Brownfield the equipment has improved by leaps and bounds.
We've got a lot of panels that are produced here in North America, so we've got really efficient systems that are out there, and the nice thing is we have options. It's not just one person that's got a monopoly on the system. There's a lot of really good companies out there.
Whaling says farm businesses will have to put the money in up front, but there are federal, state, and even some local programs that help offset the cost, making the return on investment quick.
Depending on what kind of programs and opportunities you can take advantage of, that 5 to 12 years is really a nice window of payback for what people can expect on their solar panels. Again, the people with that shorter time frame, they're taking advantage of not only depreciation, but they're taking advantage of grants and loans that are out there and rebates. People that are in that 10 to 12 year range, they may not be able to take advantage of some of those. Those might be operations more residential or more hobby farms that can't take advantage of some of the agricultural incentive programs.
And once the system is paid off, it's still going to produce electricity for many more years.
Most of these panels have 20 to 25 years on their warranty on them. Okay, so that's warranty, everybody. That means that they're going to last potentially 30 years. And some people have been talking about panels lasting up to 40. So your initial investment is going to be well worth it. They're going to have a long-standing payback. And the nice thing is these are very low-maintenance systems.
Whaling says shopping for a solar energy system is no different than shopping for other farm business equipment.
You're going to want to get some multiple quotes, just like you would do on any piece of equipment that you purchase on your farm or building. It's really the same kind of concept. So work with your solar provider, get a good feel as far as what they've done for volume, how much equipment they put in, what their timeliness is, how far out they're backed up on their equipment, and then also see what kind of added advantages they can take advantage of. Are they willing to help you write grants for your system through the REAP, the REAP program? Are they willing to help you with focus on energy dollars that you can take advantage of, work with you on your federal tax credits that you can get? These are all things that a good solar provider, a company, can help work with you on. So that way, when it's all said and done, they can show you the minimal cost and the very affordable cost that is out there for individuals to put solar on their operation.
Andy says ag lenders know the value of solar generation. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit, brought to you by the Balanced GT Soybean Performance System.